As per a report from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, almost 39.2% of professional deaths take place in the construction industry due to accidental falls. However, the authorities can avoid these deaths by using proper safety harnesses. Most falls happen from overhead platforms, into elevated workplaces, or underground holes. OSHA needs all employers across the globe to establish fall protection measures for workers over dangerous devices. The height requirement should be 4 feet in the general sectors, 5 feet for shipyards, 8 feet for longshore sectors, and 6 feet for the construction sector. All employers must offer adequate fall protection measures to workers over dangerous devices. It should be regardless of the fall distance, and the main focus should be on the fall protection harness. Though most of us know about fall protection harnesses, only some know how to buy them. Buying a proper harness with a lanyard requires thoroughly considering certain facts. What are they? Let's look into this ultimate buying guide for fall protection harnesses. Definition of fall protection harness. Fall protection harnesses are protective gear used in different sectors. Despite being crucial in certain industrial sectors, they remained underrated. Nowadays, organizations emphasize the use of these harnesses. Any employee functioning in a fall arrest, fall restraint, or any other work situation must use these harnesses. In the past, both employees and employers didn't know the advantages of these harnesses. Their continual evolution is one of the main reasons behind this. Nowadays, it is a rule to use proper safety harnesses when you are functioning at a certain height. There is a myriad range of harnesses with lanyards that can make functioning at higher heights safer. You can select any of these harnesses per the demands of work situations. Selecting a safety harness can be challenging if you are unaware of the considerable facts. So, let's discuss the facts now. The webbing pattern. When choosing the most appropriate safety harness, check the webbing pattern. The webbing pattern determines the durability of these harnesses. Check whether the harness you select can tolerate harsh environmental factors. The harness must also carry the user's body weight. Certain applications, like electrical repair, need fire-resistant harnesses. Another feature of great webbing is resistance against liquids like paints. The harness you select must allow easy movement and comfort. Assess the padding. The next notable aspect of selecting a safety harness is padding. The straps of these harnesses come into contact with sensitive body parts, so it is always better to choose a harness that includes cushioned straps for legs, shoulders, and hips. Padded straps can help keep strength at its lowest. Padded straps can also help users work comfortably because they assimilate the shock. The padding can be both removable and inbuilt. Adjustability of the straps. The next notable aspect of buying safety harnesses is the adjustability of the straps. Any harness must be adjustable, regardless of how long you wear it. While buying a harness, check whether it has adjustable straps or not. The waist, legs, and chest are some body parts where adjustable straps are necessary. To check the strap's adjustability, review the strap's buckles. Nowadays, most harnesses come with fast connect buckles rather than conventional pass-through buckles. They are quite similar to seat belt clips and offer easy adjustments. Style of the straps. The next considerable aspect of choosing a safety harness is the style of the straps. Nowadays, safety harnesses come with different leg fasteners, such as pass-through buckles, fast connect buckles, tongue buckles, etc. You can select any among these types as you need. Pelvic support. A good safety harness must offer better pelvic support. Hence, when buying a harness with a lanyard, review whether it includes a sub-pelvic strap. If placed well, a subpelvic strap can distribute the forces well and go in the long run in case of a fall. Stitching quality. The quality of stitching plays a major role in selecting PPEs like safety shoes or harnesses. The stitching quality decides its durability. So, it is always suggested to select a harness with double box stitching. Double box stitching can make a harness the strongest to hold the highest weight safely. It also can boost durability because the sewn-in is a tray you can keep faith in. The type of climbing. Another important factor to consider while choosing a safety harness is the climbing the user performs. Prolonged and tough climbing requires certain considerations. Hence, nowadays, some manufacturers add removable seats and padding to their products to make them able to carry more weight. The seats are a priority for better weight support rather than comfort. To make the harnesses able to carry the highest weight, manufacturers also add aluminum to the products. Safety accessories. Any product that is associated with safety must come with safety accessories. The fall protection harnesses can also come with advanced features like impact indicators. The dorsal D-ring includes the impact indicator, which alerts the user. It helps the user understand whether the harness is safe for further use. The impact indicator needs to fulfill the need for proper inspection. It only functions as a warning sign about the inefficiency of a harness. Lanyard keepers. While buying safety harnesses, always consider choosing one that includes lanyard keepers. Lanyard keepers are nothing but straps that offer proper storage of the harness. They enable the users to keep the harness in a safe place while not using it, and they also prevent the webbing from getting entangled. Trauma straps. Industrial workplaces are full of hazards. Sometimes, you may be required to stand with both feet in case you get suspended on an elevated platform. In such situations, trauma straps, which remain hooked together, are needed. They enable you to expand your support while standing. Trauma straps are crucial to relieving leg trauma. Breathable linings. Do you know safety harnesses are crucial to a wholesale spill kit? Breathing linings are another essential feature that most safety harnesses should possess. Now, what do breathable linings do? They are essential to keep moisture away, especially when you are suspended for long hours. Breathable linings keep the user comfortable and dry, irrespective of the weather. They also protect the user from heat-related ailments. Durability. Durability is the last and final consideration when choosing a safety harness. Buying a harness is a major financial decision, so it is always better to select a durable one. A durable harness can offer reliable services for a long time, so there will be no need to buy new ones very often. Irrespective of your work situation, a durable harness can handle every situation well. Kevlar and polyurethane are two durable harness materials. Conclusion. A fall protection harness is needed when working at heights or elevated platforms. They are the reasons behind the safety of the workers and lessening the consequences of a fall. We have discussed all the factors you may consider when buying a safety harness. Contact United Ventures to buy optimal grade safety harnesses. We have a remarkable range of safety harnesses to ensure the safety of our clients. All our products are reasonable and of great quality. Call us to get expert suggestions from our skilled professionals.